Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show, and I am excited to have as my guest today Rhonda York. She is one of our leading team trainers, TEAM trainers for the PATH, and she has had many years' experience in coaching and career transition coaching and team coaching. And I have a new book coming out May 4th called Jesus Career Counselor, so we have a lot to talk about together. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning, Lori Beth. It's so good to be with you again this morning, and I'm really excited to see the new book coming out. I think it will be fabulous, and I know people will be anxious to read it.
To hear some new thoughts. Well, you have worked for many years in career transitions, and before the show, you and I were visiting and talking about what are the main themes that you have seen in your work in career counseling?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and it's not age-specific, whether it's someone in high school or college or even someone that's been in the workforce for 20-plus years. It's what do I really want to do with my life? You know, they spend so many hours in the day going to work, and my hope is that people will spend those hours doing something they really enjoy, because what I've learned is if you're happy working, then your employer gets a lot better work ethics out of you. So let's identify what gives you passion. What's your mission, your vision in life? And I know your book, The PATH, talks about finding your mission and setting that vision to get there, and so incorporating that into your career and your job search. Let's find out what your personal mission is and then take that out into the workforce, and then everybody succeeds because you're happy and the employer's happy, because when we're happy at work, we do a lot better job.
Right, and we don't kick the dog when we go home.
Exactly. Then everybody at home is happy too, because we come home happy instead of coming home stressed. Now, that's not to say that you don't incorporate some stress even in jobs that you like, but it's a little bit easier to deal with it if you enjoy it, knowing, okay, for the most part, I really like my job. Don't like this aspect of it, but I like 90% of it, so I'll deal with that part.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've been looking at, and, you know, you hear in the news that the unemployed, 10%, I mean, and it is larger than it's been in a long time, but really if you reframe that, 9 out of 10 people are working. It's
yeah.
1 out of 10 that are not, and there's many circumstances and causes for that. But one of the questions that I get asked a lot, and I'm sure you've heard this too, so I'm going to ask it to you. Okay, so the job, and you've got to make that income. Can you really find work that is your passion, or isn't it important to just go out and get the next paycheck?
And that's a great question, and you're right, looking at I really need to work. So my first philosophy is, okay, where could you get a job the quickest with the skill sets and the experience that you have? And sometimes we call it the taxi job, that it will carry you to where you really want to be. But also knowing that when you're working that job, that there's additional skill sets and experience that you can pick up to help you get to your ideal job. So you may not walk right into the perfect ideal job, but if you look at it as a journey and knowing that you are growing and learning with each job that you're on, give it your best, then you've got good recommendations, you're getting good background experience, then eventually you can get to your ideal job. And the second part of that is taking the strengths. Maybe you've been in accounting and you don't like working for an accounting firm, but how can you take those skill sets and transfer it to an industry that you do like? Maybe you love music or you love sports. Can you do accounting skills for a music company or a company that deals with sports? So that's a way to marry your skill sets and your interest.
You know, I think that is so true. I know that one of the happiest times in my life was when I had a temporary job in Atlanta, and I went out to visit a college roommate, and I was in transition. I had just been divorced, and she said, come on out and stay, and I ended up staying 9 months.
That's a pretty long visit, Lori Beth.
I took temporary work just to kind of stay busy, and I had amazing employers. And, you know, there's something about feeling productive and having money coming in, even if it's not your ultimate paradisical job.
Yeah.
Keeps your esteem up. It keeps you in the game. And I really agree with that assessment. I love your term taxi job.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things we talked about before getting on the show, too, was that whatever job you're in, you're going to be on a team, you know, unless you are like my poor secretary in Texas. She works all alone. We have the ideal working relationship because we're 800 miles apart. But most people are going to be on a team, and I know that team coaching is huge for you. In fact, your email address is ryork@teamwidesolutions.com. ryork@teamwidesolutions.com. So let's talk about how is it to work on a team, particularly a new team when you're just coming in. How do you coach people around that?
Well, you can almost relate it to if you've ever had to change schools any time in your life, being the new kid in the group, et cetera, and so forth. There's a certain culture and groupings that are already established within an organization. So you need to learn the neighborhood, so to say, what each person contributes, and figure out what your strengths are and how you can contribute to a team. And even though your secretary may physically work by herself, I know that you have a team of people within your corporation that my guess is she still has to work with. So she's a team member.
Right.
She just may be the solo physically person. And so, again, when people go, well, I'm the only person in the office, or we're only two people in this department, you may be only in that department, but you are still a team player for the company, the organization. And so those team dynamics are so important, and that's what we really coach on. So you can imagine if a person can find their ideal career or the ideal company, they're a happier person, and happy people on a team work smarter and more efficient. The productivity goes up high, and the profitability for the company increases immensely. So finding your place on a team, and one of the things, Lori, with your book and your program, The Path Element Profile, is identifying different people's communication and behavioral styles. And it's important for teams to be well-rounded. And so speaking the PEP language, if you have too many Earths on there, everybody's going to be dealing with details, and no one's going to be moving the ideas or getting the results. And so it's really important to have a well-rounded team. And so companies need to look at the individual gifts, contribution, and behaviors of each team member and how it can make a better, balanced, more rounded team.
Rhonda, I know you've been using the PEP profile in your team work and team coaching and consulting. Can you share a success story that you've had where this knowledge transformed a team or a client?
It's interesting. I have at least two companies that they've given the PEP profile to all their employees. And so what it does is it helps them speak the same language. So what it's done is to help them understand, okay, if I'm going in and talking to Mr. CEO and I know that he's a double fire, he wants it quick, he wants the results, he wants to know the bottom line and how it's going to affect the company. And if I am the detailed person, then I know that I need to have those details prepared when they ask for them. But what do they really want to know? So what I've found is the companies have taken that knowledge of the different elements and adapted to being able to speak to the individual people differently. And even one person said, now I know why I'm so much more efficient responding to this person than the other person, because they speak to me in my language.
Mm. Kind of like the five love languages Gary Chapman wrote about.
Mm-hmm.
This is the the four team languages. And in the book, Jesus Career Counselor, I talk about the dreams, that most people have two types of dreams. We want to achieve or we want to attain. And I introduce the concept towards career is of meta-thinking, that meta-thinkers think about what they're thinking about. And so rather than lose a job, get a job, which is a knee-jerk reaction to a situation, a meta-thinker might lose a job and then think about what they want to be working in. You know, like you said, pause and get clear about your mission and vision. And the four elements, you know, we use this in our team and in our organization, and you're a huge part of that, as a language for so many things. And, you know, you need to be excited about your work like fire. You need to be grounded in what you're doing like the earth. You need to be transforming and be transformed by what you're doing like the water. And then you need to have your gifts being released like the wind.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that's kind of like a four-point checkpoint. You know, am I excited about my work? Am I grounded? Am I doing the details and the, you know, the habitual rituals that are going to ensure success over the long term? And am I changing myself and changing others as a result of the work that I'm doing? And then am I releasing my gifts? And this is one of my great passions, and I know it is yours too, Rhonda, for people to be releasing their gifts at least 85% of the time in the work that they're doing. Can you talk about that a little bit, for the challenges of doing that?
Well, again, for people that may be working in the wrong job, and as you mentioned earlier, they're going just to get the paycheck, and if they're not able to work under their strengths and their passion and releasing that, if you can imagine being in a swimming pool and holding the beach ball under the water and holding it under and holding it under, you know, at some point in time that thing's going to pop up and smack you in the face. And I see that when people are so unhappy in their job and they're not able to work from their gifts and their passions, it's the same thing. They've suppressed it for so long. They're miserable. And have you ever worked with someone that's just negative all the time?
Right.
It's a ripple effect throughout the whole company. So as an employer, if I'm not tapping into my employees' strengths and releasing their gifts, we're not doing each other a favor, because I'm not getting the best out of them, and they're miserable, and they're probably making everybody else miserable, and they're not being productive the way that I would need them to be.
Well, you know, your work, you've dedicated your life to this work, and why is that?
Because I love what I do, and I want everybody else to love what they do on a day-to-day basis. When I became a coach over 10 years ago, and I've had several prospective coaches interview me that are thinking about going into the profession, and they ask, do you ever have any regrets? And I said, oh, yeah, I have a big one. And they go, oh, what is it? And I'll go, that I didn't do it sooner.
Mm.
So there's not a day that I get up and go, oh, my gosh, I have to go to work today. Maybe that's because I work out of my home, so it's not that bad. But I do get to go to different businesses and meet with the people, and every day is different. The people are different. Yes, some have problems, and we're working through them. But I know at the end of the day, at the end of the week, that I've helped make somebody's life better, and therefore I'm happy. And I can say I love what I do, and it feels great, and I want other people to have that same feeling.
It's the giving back. Well, Rhonda, thank you so much. Again, if you want to talk to Rhonda about career issues or team coaching, she can be reached at ryork@teamwidesolutions.com. And she's also on our team. We are very blessed to have her. And, of course, you can find out more information about her and everything that we're doing at lauriebethjones.com. I look forward to visiting with you more, Rhonda. Like I said, we could probably talk a lifetime.
Absolutely.
About our mutual passions. And I'm excited about the book, Jesus Career Counselor, which will be released May 4th. And, Rhonda, we'll make sure you get a copy. And I hope everybody gets blessed by this book. I had such an amazing time writing it, and it's really about what I call the 12 Dreams of the Holy Spirit. So lots to talk about in our future shows. Rhonda, be blessed in your day, and I know that you bless others. And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in, and now tune in to your work with joy.
Thanks, Lori Beth. Go and release.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.